Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, a low of around 20. The recent announcement that Nuglaris Brewing will use a Burlington company for all of its bottling needs is a huge boost for the company and the community, according to Mayor Jeannie Hefty. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Mayor Hefty said there's no conflict for her when it comes to Sunday's playoff game with the Packers against Tony Romo's Cowboys.
Any other game, we're rooting for Tony, not this one. Every time Tony comes to town, I really appreciate him being involved with the kids and everything, but I'm a true Packer fan, so I have to go with my alliance right now.
Mayor Hefty's first term back in office after a 16-year absence is up in the spring of 2018, and she's already announced re-election plans. A Racine manufacturing company is planning an expansion that would include an increase in jobs. Fisher USA, as part of that expansion plan, wants to purchase a small portion of parkland next to its facility at 3715 Blue River Avenue. Fisher is offering the city $40,000 for the parcel and is also seeking an option to buy another parcel to the south. The company, which has been at the site since 1956, says the purchase would facilitate an expansion of the company's 38,000-square-foot facility, which would mean the addition of 20 new jobs over the next 5 years. Fisher currently has 60 full-time employees at the facility. The request to purchase the land is expected to be referred to committee at next week's City Council meeting. A Racine County man was killed early this morning when the pickup truck he was operating at Highway G and 43rd Drive in the town of Raymond left the road, knocked over a utility pole, and then rolled over, ejecting him in the process. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
31-year-old Stephen Stitch was not wearing a seatbelt, according to a Sheriff's Department news release. It also says the truck was doing close to 90 miles per hour when it crashed, ending up in a field. A sheriff's deputy got to the scene first, prompting a call for Flight for Life. That was canceled minutes later, and then the medical examiner requested. The State Patrol's reconstruction team came in for the investigation. Additional testing? That'll determine if alcohol was a factor. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
28 southeastern Wisconsin municipal leaders, including Racine Mayor John Dickert and the presidents of the villages of Summers, Elmwood Park, Waterford, and Union Grove, have signed a letter to Governor Walker urging him to address the delays they say will result and the economic harm that will be done to Wisconsin's economy by putting off needed improvements to the interstate highway system in the region. According to the letter, Wisconsin's economy is interdependent, and the state works best when it functions as a whole system. A modern interconnected transportation system is critical to serve a dispersed state economy. The letter goes on to say the elected officials recognize the state has invested tremendous resources in the projects to rebuild the Marquette and Zoo interchanges in Milwaukee, but cannot curtail other important projects, including the interstate corridor to Chicago. Racine Unified School District officials are still dissecting results of a recent survey about its middle schools, which included the ability to see and rate the comments of others. Thought Exchange received over 1,400 responses, and District Communications Director Stacy Tapp told the Board of Education about the star rating of comments, as well as a passion rating.
You'll see they might have gotten more stars overall, but in general, when people saw that thought, they really felt passionately about it, and maybe the people who did star it gave it 5 stars on average. Does that make sense? So it tells you it's kind of a unique rating that Thought Exchange uses.
Among the survey priorities, respondents want a safe learning environment, the so-called school climate, while teacher resources, program offerings, and extracurriculars were among the thoughts for improving the middle schools. The entire survey and its results are on the Racine Unified website. Racine County Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasarkevich has sentenced 32-year-old Racine resident Randy Gartner to probation for 2 years after a guilty plea to stealing almost $9,500 worth of tools from Putzmeister in Mount Pleasant. He'll start that probationary period once his time in prison ends for a Kenosha County burglary. Gartner was charged in November of 2015. The criminal complaint says he took the tools and traded them for drugs. Restitution is part of his Racine County sentence, along with treatment for his drug addiction. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.